Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're diving into the latest developments in the Dallas-Fort Worth commercial real estate market.
Brought to you by Eureka Business Group, of course, the DFW Retail Specialists.
We have a really interesting mix today. Some national trends and some hyper-local DFW developments.
Absolutely.
Focusing on retail real estate in our area.
Really going to be zeroing in on what's most relevant and I think most intriguing for anyone interested in retail real estate.
All right. So let's jump right in.
Sounds good. Let's take a look at some specific news items first.
Okay.
And then we can analyze what they mean, you know, for the retail landscape,
right,
both now and in the long term.
All right. Let's start with some exciting news for downtown Dallas. The Dallas Wings are moving to the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center this year.
This year, yep. That's a 15-year agreement, actually.
Wow.
A great sign for the revitalization of downtown. I mean, that's just a huge vote of confidence for downtown.
That's really perfect timing, too, because the 2026 FIFA World Cup, right?
Yep.
Is expected to bring a huge influx of visitors and investment to the DFW area.
Exactly. It's putting our region on the map, you know, as a global destination. I think it's going to create a ton of opportunities for new businesses and just a more vibrant consumer market.
Which is great for retail.
Fantastic for retail.
Yeah. So Eureka Business Group.
Right.
We can help you navigate these exciting opportunities.
And develop future-proof strategies.
Absolutely.
To capitalize on this growth.
That's our bread and butter.
All right.
Let's move on to another positive development.
Okay.
For DFW retail. Sally Beauty.
Oh, I saw that.
A Fortune 1000 company, by the way, is relocating its headquarters from Denton to Legacy West in Plano.
This move really highlights the growing appeal of Plano as a business-friendly environment with a highly skilled talent pool.
It really does. And, you know, Plano's been attracting a lot of big companies lately.
Yeah.
Like KFC also recently moved its headquarters there.
Interesting. So these corporate relocations, they bring a substantial workforce, right?
Absolutely.
Boosting the local economy, driving demand for retail services.
For sure. It means Plano is a really strong retail market right now, attracting businesses and consumers.
Right.
So Eureka Business Group, we have, you know, we have the local market knowledge to help investors, you know, find the best locations in Plano.
So now let's shift gears a little bit. Let's look at some broader retail sector trends. One interesting development is the continued growth of off-price retailers. Ross, for instance, is planning to open like 90 new stores this year.
Yeah. It's really a reflection of where retail is at, you know, post-pandemic. Consumers are looking for value, right? With, I mean, inflation, you know, and the economy. Off-price retailers are really well positioned to take advantage of that, to meet that demand.
But while some retailers are thriving, others are facing some challenges.
Yeah.
We've seen reports that international brands like Mango and Uniqlo are struggling to gain traction
in
the U.S. market.
It just goes to show you how important it is to really understand those local consumer preferences, you know, and trends. What works in one market doesn't always work in another.
Yeah. So success in retail really hinges on tailoring your offerings to the specific needs and desires of your target audience.
100%.
Which, again, is where Eureka Business Group comes in.
Yeah.
You know, we have a deep understanding of the DFW market.
Absolutely.
It can help retailers succeed in this ever-changing environment.
That's what we do. All right, now let's take a look at the office market in DFW. You know, we're seeing an uptick in office construction in the Dallas Metroplex.
Interesting.
Which is notable because it's actually going against the national trend. Mm. Office development is declining nationally.
Why is that? What's going on here?
I think part of it is companies are returning to the office.
Ah.
At least to some degree.
Right.
And they need updated modern workspaces. I mean, to attract and retain talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah, they're looking for spaces that foster, you know, collaboration, innovation, employee well-being.
Right. Exactly.
This presents a great opportunity, though, for investors to secure prime office spaces in a growing market.
For sure. For sure. And, you know, Eureka Business Group, we can help with these investments, you know, leveraging our expertise in the DFW office market. Now, let's turn our attention to Frisco.
Okay.
Which is really emerging as kind of a hub for tech startups these days.
Yeah, Frisco, the Frisco Economic Development Corporation.
Yeah.
They're actively attracting these startups.
Right.
They're recognizing their potential for innovation, job growth, economic expansion.
Smart move on their part. I mean, tech startups, you know, they often attract a younger demographic with disposable income. And, you know, that's always a good thing for the retail sector.
Yeah, absolutely. So this focus on attracting these tech startups, this combined with the talented workforce and the business-friendly environment, I mean, it makes Frisco pretty attractive.
Super attractive. Yeah, for all kinds of businesses.
Yeah.
And it's creating this positive feedback loop, you know?
Yeah.
That benefits everybody.
Absolutely. And it's not just Frisco, right?
No.
It's the entire DFW Metroplex.
The whole Metroplex.
Experiencing this growth in the tech and manufacturing sectors.
Yep. And a prime example of that is Siemens. They decided to build a new manufacturing facility.
Oh, wow.
In Fort Worth.
Yeah.
$190 million investment, creating 800 new jobs. I mean, that just strengthens the region's manufacturing, you know, prowess.
Yeah. And we can't forget about the ripple effect that this has on retail.
Oh, for sure.
Huge ripple effect.
More jobs mean more people, more disposable income.
Right.
Which ultimately boosts retail.
It all trickles down.
Yeah. You know?
And DFW is really strategically positioned to capitalize on this growth trajectory.
Speaking of understanding those local consumer preferences.
Yeah. We've seen some interesting national retail trends.
Yeah.
That highlight this importance, you know, and of knowing your market.
It all comes back to that. The retail landscape's always evolving.
Yeah.
And what works in one area, you know, it might not work in another.
Yeah. For instance, we talked about the success of off-price retailers like Ross, right?
Yeah.
They're expanding aggressively. On the other hand, some international brands, they're struggling to gain traction here in the U.S.
They are. Yeah. CNBC reported that Mango and Uniqlo, both, you know, well-known international retailers, but they've really found the U.S. market to be a bit more challenging.
Than they anticipated, yeah. So this underscores the need to adapt.
For sure.
To those local tastes.
Mm.
To those buying habits.
Yeah.
And it really reinforces the need to partner with experts, you know.
Right, yeah.
People who understand the nuances of the local market.
Yeah. I mean, Eureka Business Group, you know, we have deep roots here in DFW. Mm-hmm. We can help investors identify, you know, the most promising locations, the trends that align with consumer demand.
So it's not just about square footage or, you know.
Right.
It's about understanding the dynamics of the DFW retail scene. Now, while we're on the topic of dynamic markets, we can't ignore what's been happening with office spaces.
Oh, yeah. The office sector has seen some big changes.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to stay informed, you know, about the trends.
The Society of Industrial and Office Realtors, SIOR, they offer some great insight.
They do, yeah. And they highlight a really fascinating trend.
Oh, okay.
Which is that companies are moving away from those traditional office layouts.
Uh-huh.
And they're embracing, you know, more flexible and collaborative work environments.
All that adapting.
Adapting, yeah.
The changing needs of the workforce.
100%.
So we're seeing a shift towards spaces that promote employee well-being.
Creativity.
Sense of community.
Exactly. You know, modern office spaces are incorporating things like open floor plans, communal areas, you know, natural light, all these things that enhance the employee experience and hopefully, you know, foster productivity.
So this has significant implications.
Oh, yeah.
For investors who are looking at office spaces in DFW.
Absolutely. It's no longer just about, you know, securing a space.
Mm-hmm.
It's about investing in an environment that aligns with what today's workforce wants.
Right. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
So as the DFW area continues to grow, the need for these updated, attractive office cases is only going to increase.
It's only going to increase. Yeah. Yeah. And that creates opportunities for investors, you know, the ones who are willing to adapt, embrace the evolving demands of the modern workplace.
Well, that's a perfect segue to another area that's attracting a lot of attention, Frisco's tech scene.
Frisco's doing a great job with that. They're really cultivating
a
thriving tech ecosystem, and it's working.
Yeah. From what I've seen in local profile, the Frisco Economic Development Corporation is doing a fantastic job of attracting these startups, and it's generating a lot of buzz.
Yeah.
It's smart. Tech startups, you know, they bring innovation, they bring job growth, they bring a younger demographic.
Right.
And that supports retail.
Absolutely.
Which drives economic expansion and Frisco has a lot to offer, including a talented workforce and a business-friendly environment.
Those factors are like magnets, you know,
right,
for businesses of all sizes.
Yeah.
And it's creating that positive feedback loop, you know, we talked about earlier, benefits the entire community.
Yeah, and it's not just Frisco. Again, it's the entire DFW Metroplex experiencing this growth in, you know, in tech, in manufacturing.
Right. I mean, Siemens deciding to build that new manufacturing facility in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example. $190 million investment, creating 800 new jobs. That's, you know, that's huge for the region.
Strengthening that manufacturing prowess.
Yeah.
And again, we can't forget the ripple effect.
Huge ripple effect.
This has on retail.
For sure.
More jobs, more people with, you know, disposable income.
Mm.
Ultimately boosts the retail sector.
It's all interconnected.
Yeah.
And DFW is well positioned to take advantage of this.
All this news is making me even more excited about the future of DFW real estate. I mean, it's a vibrant, dynamic market. So much potential.
It's a great time to be involved in DFW real estate, and understanding these trends, you know, that we've talked about today can help you make smarter decisions.
Absolutely. Now, we've covered a lot of ground today, from, you know, those exciting developments in downtown Dallas to the rise of Frisco as a tech hub. You know, we've seen how national retail trends are playing out locally, how the growth in tech and manufacturing is really fueling the DFW economy.
And we can't forget the World Cup, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The 2026.
The 2026 World Cup coming up.
Yeah, that's gonna boost DFW's profile.
Huge.
Even more.
It's an exciting time.
It is.
To be invested.
It is.
In the Dallas-Fort Worth real estate market.
Absolutely. It is an exciting time. As we wrap up our deep dive today, let's just take a minute to summarize the key takeaways. So we've seen some really positive growth across different sectors in the DFW area, particular strength in retail, office, and tech.
Yeah, we also highlighted how important it is to really understand the DFW market, you know, knowing what consumers want, what they're looking for, where those businesses are moving, and recognizing how, you know, those bigger trends create opportunities. That's key for success. And, you know, partnering with those experts like Eureka Business Group.
Right.
That can make navigating this dynamic market a lot easier.
Much easier.
Yeah.
The DFW market, it has a lot of potential. It really does. And staying informed, you know, that's what's going to allow investors and businesses to capitalize on that growth and reach their goals.
Absolutely. So to our listeners, if you're ready to explore those opportunities in DFW, you know, connect with Eureka Business Group.
Our team can provide that guidance, you know, on the local market, help you discover the potential of retail real estate right here in DFW.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into DFW commercial real estate. We look forward to bringing you more insights and analysis in future episodes.
Absolutely.
Until then, happy investing.